The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Mark. Jesus said, "In those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour no one knows, neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey, when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight, or at cockcrow or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." The Gospel of the Lord. I speak only to the greater glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So if you've paid any attention to the sign outside in the front of the church, at least since I began my tenure here, most weeks it's tried to come up with some jokey statement, because I figure people are more likely to remember something kind of funny or odd than they are to remember some random out-of-context Bible verse that appears there over and over again. But only a couple times have I really seemed to hit the nail on the head. And one time I actually got phone calls of how funny the sign was, and people were actually having problems driving, laughing. And it was, I really didn't expect it to get that far. And it was a simple sign that did it. It just said, "Don't make me come down there, God." And people seem to really be worried that that's kind of happening. People seem to constantly be in this sense of, well, if the world gets any worse, God's going to actually have to come down here and maybe sort it out a little bit. People always go watching the news and everything, seeing all of the, you know, as the Bible says, plagues, war, not that we've experienced any of that in the last couple of years, that, oh, we might really be getting towards those end times that the Bible says. Maybe that rapture thing is going to happen. And one, almost every generation has thought that. We are not unique in seeing out in the world things going terribly wrong. Go back to our grandparents' generation, the Depression, the World Wars, Spanish flu, all of that wasn't exactly better. They too thought the world was ending. Then you give it a couple of decades and we have the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Cold War. You're ducking under desks because that's going to somehow save you from a nuclear weapon in some alternate reality. There was another, oh, that's the end of the world. And then we come to now, and of course, it's no better, but it's still not necessarily the end of the world. But obviously, people think so because the New York Times bestseller list has three books about how to interpret the end times in Christianity that apparently is capturing the imagination of people, from one that's actually a scholarly take on Revelation to one called 36 Tips to be Rapture Ready, which I really want to buy solely because it sounds utterly terrible. But because one of those things you'll find if you read the good book is that that rapture idea is nowhere in the Bible. Instead, we as Christians have kind of lost our sense of what that whole second coming thing means. If we've published long science fiction books called Left Behind about what happens when all of the good people are raptured up into heaven and Jesus rules for 1,000 years on earth, punishing everyone who's left behind, we've turned it into this apocalyptic horror show. But that's not what the Christian view of the second coming is really about. And looking forward to the second coming is what we do in this season of Advent. Literally, Advent Adventus, coming to Jesus. One coming as he did at Christmas. Yes, we're preparing for Christmas, but we know that already happened. Jesus coming into the world that time. Advent looks at that and prepares for him to come again, but not in a spirit of dreading that God's going to come down here and punish us all for all of the things we're doing wrong. God's going to come down here with fire and great pain and judge the world as those great books tend to exaggerate a bit. But instead, we are to look for the coming of God with hope. If you look at all of the readings that we have today, they're not saying, please God, don't come down here, we'll be good this time. Instead, Isaiah's praying, oh God, would you open up the heavens and come down and fix this world? We sing the hymn at the service that does have music. O come, Emmanuel. It is a prayer that God would come back into the world. Not that we're afraid that the second coming, the end of things as they are, is going to be a horrible tribulation for the world, but instead that God might make a new heaven and a new earth, that we might be hopeful in the fact that God will make something better and nicer and more perfect than what we have now. We welcome God into the world with the same mystery and adoration that we welcome Jesus into the world the first time, not afraid that he would come down, but instead waiting for that moment when all of those things that make us go, oh, the world is ending, might actually be fixed and ended. Because we cannot fix this world ourselves. We do good in the world. We do not weary in doing good, as Hebrews says, but that is to prepare the way for Christ to come, not thinking that we can actually fix this world by ourselves if we just behave well enough and that will keep him away. No, instead, we prepare the way for him to come. We pray that that new heaven and new earth might be made, for the world that God promises to come in and give us is better than the one, the broken one that we currently have. And so the world seems captivated with this idea that God is coming back, things are going to end. We must watch, as the Bible said, for that time when Jesus is coming, that we might be awake and not end up thrown into the hell of fire. But instead, Christians are called to look on that time with hope, with anticipation, with wonder that Christ might come back. That spirit of watching, not to protect ourselves, that God might come down here like a parent looking, counting to three while their toddler acts up, but instead waiting to see where God is coming into the world, waiting for those signs that maybe things aren't so bad, maybe he is working, maybe some of those things that scare us and make us fear that everything is crashing down aren't quite as bad as we think they are. God is doing something new. God is making a new heaven and a new earth. And if we don't stay awake, if we don't watch for those points where he is working in the world, we will miss him. And it can be easy to fall into that depression of, well, everything's just getting worse and worse. But if we stay awake, if we watch for the coming of Christ, we may find that he is already coming into the world. And as we go out and do good and prepare the way for him to come in the final time and create a world that is far better than the one we have, we may rejoice in that time of his coming. The apocalypse, which means unveiling, or as the ancient theologians called the end of the world, not Armageddon, which means a great battle, but apokatastasis, which means the consummation, the fulfilling, the perfection of all things, that God may come into the world and make all things good. And so may we, during this Advent season, look at the coming of Christ the first time as the child in the manger as we go towards Christmas, but also cry out and pray for the Christ that is coming in again to fix our broken world and to make a place even better than the one he left behind. Amen.